The court ruled a Montana law banning corporate contributions to candidates cannot be enforced because it violates the Citizens United ruling that the court handed down 2 years ago. Montana's governor and attorney general, in defending the state's law, passed in 1912, called the high court's decision a political one that will promote corruption in election financing. Jay Heck of the Wisconsin chapter of Common Cause agrees. He calls Citizens United and this most recent defense of it activist rulings from a court that claims to oppose judicial activism.
This is a decision that's not really based on precedent. It's really based more on the ideological disposition of the conservative members of the U.S. Supreme Court. It's going to take something more than trying to find a way around it. We're going to require the overturning of the decision of Citizens United.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker dismissed today's Montana ruling as applying mainly to federal elections, but he held out hope that Wisconsin would limit election spending in any future recall elections.
I think most people would like to not have recalls like we've had in the past, and they certainly wouldn't like to have the level of spending, and I think those things can both be addressed.
Governor Walker's own spending on the recall totaled more than $12 million. That's more than twice what his Democratic rival Tom Barrett spent. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.